Bring that's a lot of things. Let's bring this meeting to order. But before we start, Chris Womack's out sick tonight, but she'd like to join remotely, which we can allow if we all agree to it. Does anybody have a reason why we shouldn't do that?
Sounds good.
Okay, bring Chris in and join me for the flag salute.
To the Pledge of Allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Laura, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Director Sesenia,
Here.
Director Cross, Director Hubbard,
Present.
Vice President Fourcroy,
I'm here.
President Womack. Chris, you need to unmute yourself.
The unmute button disappeared on me. I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to get started with the fire department report, which
Hello, my name is Sam McElhenney, Fire Captain Paramedic here at the South Bay Station. I'm here to present the Fire Chief's report for November 2025. This year, Station 5 this month, Station 15 responded to 95 calls total, three Code 3 medical aids, two Code 2 medical aids, 17 public assists, three traffic collisions, five fire frost alarms, five hazardous conditions, and one surf rescue, four concurrent calls, and 17 back-to-back calls. Station 15 South Bay is currently accepting reserve firefighter applications. The deadline to apply is December 19th, 2025. Interviews and physical agility will be held on January 4th, 2026. Applications may be picked up and turned in at 2315 Bayview Heights Drive in Los Osos. Special programs and projects that happened in November. On November 11th, 2025, Station 15 attended the Veterans Day service at Los Osos Valley Memorial Park to show appreciation for veterans and families. During the month of September, South Bay collected quotes to replace the rear garage door. After several service and maintenance calls, it was determined the garage door motor needed to be replaced. The replacement was completed on November 13th, 2025. From now until December 12th, 2025, South Bay is collecting food and toy donations on behalf of the 14th Annual Season of Hope Food and Toy Drive. There's a QR code located at the fire station that the public can scan and donate electronically if they wish to do so. Starting in late October through June 2026, prescribed burns may occur in Hearst, San Simeon, Estero Bluffs, Morro Bay, and Montana de Oro State Parks, dependent on available resources, weather, and air quality conditions. Some roads, facilities, and trails near the burn areas may be closed, and smoke may be seen from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the day of the burns. These burns are part of the California State Parks prescribed fire program for vegetation management, hazardous fuel load reduction, wildlife habitat improvement, and other ecological benefits. San Luis Obispo unit has been approached by San Luis Obispo County Parks to assist in vegetation management and habitat enhancement at the Los Osos Monarch Grove Preserve. The goal will be to reduce community wildfire risk, improve forest health, and support the monarch butterfly populations by improving and restoring the habitat. Work began on November 5th, 2025, and will continue through the end of the year for approximately 10 days, weather permitting. Treatment work will prioritize dead, downed, and diseased vegetation material removal, eucalyptus tree limbing up to 10 feet, and eucalyptus sapling removal within a 100-foot buffer from residence properties along Inyo, Butterfly, and Fresno streets. That's all I have for tonight.
Thank you. Any questions?
Would you go over the application timeline again for the reserve position?
Yeah, we're accepting applications until December 19th. And then January 4th will be the physical agility test along with the oral interviews. And that may be split because we have so many applications. The interviews may not be able to be completed in one day.
Okay, that's
We have
good.
around 20 to 25 applications at this point.
Wow, good. Okay, and still more time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate it. Is there any, I guess we can do public comment, right?
Sure.
Any public comment on the fire report?
Did you want to do the sheriff and the CHP report first?
We were going to do after each tonight.
Oh, okay. If you're online, please raise your hand and in the boardroom, come to the podium. There is none online.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move to the sheriff's report. If we have one.
I do not have one online. I do have CHP online.
Okay. To CHP.
Go
Would you
ahead,
like
James.
CHP to go? All
Yes.
right, James.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Hope you guys all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Month of November was a busy time for us in Los Osos. We had a total of 9 traffic collisions, one of those being a major injury traffic collisions, and the remaining 8 being property damage only. When looking at the causation of the crashes, it appeared mostly was related to unsafe turning movements or people exiting outside of a driveway or like a place of business into the roadway in an unsafe manner and violating somebody's right of way on that. So we caution everybody to always be vigilant, pay attention when entering in, especially during these holiday times. I know everybody's trying to think about where they're trying to go and get to the next place for these holidays, but we encourage everybody to stay aware and just try to pay attention and focus on the road. During the holidays, we had our maximum enforcement period for Coastal Division. The San Luis Obispo area had 395 enforcement contacts. That means we stopped 395 people and we arrested 10 DUIs out of that. I want to thank everybody who may have called for a DUI driver on the road. I highly encourage that. If you see somebody on the road that you think's maybe impaired and needs to be stopped and evaluated, feel free to pick up the phone and call 911 and let us know so we can get some officers out there to try to stop that individual. That's all I have, unless anybody has any questions.
Okay, any board questions? Public comment.
If you're online,
Come
please
up to
raise
the
your
podium,
hand,
please.
and in the boardroom, come to the podium.
At the podium. My name is Robert Bergman. I live at 2165 Inyo Street, and I'd like to thank the officer for my crazy rambling questions, and I know I'm on a timeline. Can you tell me how many non-moving violations you wrote in the city of Los Osos in the last month for expired tags, no tags, out-of-state tags, trailers, boats hadn't moved in weeks, months?
I did not have those numbers for you, sir.
Is that something I could get if I went to the headquarters in SLO?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to come down,
Okay.
then we could try
Okay.
to get that information
Okay.
for you.
Is there some agreement between the Sheriff's Department and California Highway Patrol that the Sheriff's Department has nothing to do with any of these violations? They don't deal with anything on the roads that are stationary?
I don't believe that there's any specific agreement. We all can enforce certain laws. I know that typically if it's traffic related, which those sounds like it is, they'll allow us to handle that as
But
not.
they allow you to handle it, but they won't report it to you. The sheriff's department won't report it to you, even though I have them on the side of the road at the location of the violation. They make me report it. So
So
I
we all go ahead.
reported it. And a week later, the person that I reported is playing my recording to the neighbors trying to locate who I am with my name at the end of the recording is thank you, Bob. I don't really care about that, but when I called in the violation for a truck that didn't run, parked on the road that had an expired tag, the officer responded within an hour. Congratulations to you on that. At the same time, I reported that they've lived there for months and they have Tennessee tags on their cars and nobody's done anything about it. I've been in contact with CHP numerous times because of this. And they've tried to help me, but they can't. They say they don't. I'm not sure why they can't enforce out-of-state tags for people that have lived here 5 months. So they told me about an anonymous site. About 20 days ago, I went to the anonymous site and I registered a complaint about these cars, and they're still there. Nothing's been done. The Highway Patrol has been aware of this for months now, and nothing's been done. And the sheriff's department has nothing to do with it. They throw up their hands and say it's up to you. I think that's all I have to say, except for I hope to see a follow-up on this. The address is 2182 Inyo Street.
You said
And
it was 21. Go one more time, sir.
I'm sorry, 2182 Inyo Street is where
India
the
Street.
cars are. Yes. He's a, I think I'm out of time. I guess I have to go. Okay. Thank
I do have a
thank
question
you.
for, I do have a
Yes, sir.
question.
Yes,
I do have
sir.
a question for you, sir. The we have a program called the Cheaters Program where people routinely will let us know vehicles that aren't registered in California and people that are trying to, skirt that system for. Is that the program that you're referring to?
That's Sergeant Dave at the dispatch office told me about that site. I was able to locate that site.
Okay.
That's where I went about 20 days ago to be able to report it anonymously.
And he says Tennessee plates.
Tennessee plates BNNF 304, BNNF 305, and a pickup truck that has HF 1898. All
Okay.
Tennessee plates.
Okay,
Thank you, sir.
let me look into it for you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, any other public comments?
There's none online.
Okay, then we're going to move ahead
Thank you.
to agenda item 3A, which is a public hearing to adopt ordinance 2502, amending and restating the district's fire prevention code found in Title IV.
Yes, I'm going to do provide a brief overview and presentation for this. To recap, we had the introduction of this ordinance at our last board meeting. We have quite the talent out here to answer any questions that you may have. So I'll go ahead and do a brief overview of what we're doing, our action we're requesting tonight. And this is a recap, basically, of the meeting from November. Every 3 years, the California Fire Codes are published to change or all to incorporate all code changes except by a majority of the members attending the annual code meeting development meetings. State of California adopts and amends the most recent edition of these codes, which are then subsequently published by the California Building Standards. The commission completed the process for the 2025 edition, also known as Title 24, Part 9 of the California Code of Regulations, and this will be become effective January 1st, 2026. The California Health and Safety Code does allow the district to amend provisions of the California Standards Codes due to local climate, geological, and topographical conditions. Recommended actions tonight is the opportunity to include those amendments that address local conditions here in the Los Osos community. The proposed ordinance contains findings required to justify the proposed fire code modifications. Again, there's just minor revisions this time around. Sometimes we have quite a bit more. This cycle, the revisions include primarily clarifications as part of the general cleanup within the fire prevention ordinance. Those include the adoption of the 2025 California Wildland Urban Interface Code. That's probably the most significant one. Clarifications of other sections that apply to dwelling units and how they apply to specifically new developments. Some cleanup of just some other language, including related to dead-end roads. And then, of course, the ongoing battle of correction typographical errors throughout the code and some formatting. That's all I have as presentation. I do welcome if the fire marshal and/or unit chief want to make any other comments, and we are here to answer your questions.
Okay, thank you. Any comments off the bat from you guys?
You talked about this being our opportunity for amendments. Did we propose actually any of these minor amendments locally? I mean, there was a talk about being able to modify to local conditions, but did we actually, any of these modifications, were
Well,
they proposed by us?
basically, I'm going to Battalion Chief McLean can
Okay.
probably answer that the best.
Good evening, Kevin McLean, County Fire. Yes, these are regulations that have already been inside your codes. We've just basically did a code cleanup inside of it. So a lot of these have already been in for many years. We did remove the dead-end roads because it's covered in the California Wildland Interface Code that we have to adopt. We did not make any amendments to that. We're taking it as is. and not making any more restrictive. We can make the code more restrictive. A lot of the changes we made in this code already been there, and we just made it more clarification on it or less restrictive in nature.
And it, correct me if I'm wrong, the 2025 California Wildland Wildland Urban Interface Code is really combining several areas.
Yes, there was a chapter in the fire code and the chapter 7A of the building code and in the residential code, and they've referenced Title 14 in it all in one. So it's basically all the wildland codes to do with building, construction, roads, access. It's all in one set of code now.
That makes sense. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe stay there if we get any public comment. So I'll open it up for public comment.
If you're online, raise your hand and in the boardroom, come to the podium. There is none online.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Answering a little bit of questions. We've seen this basically already once, right?
Yes.
So I'll bring it back to the board for a motion.
I move that the board adopt on second reading by the title.
If I interrupt you real quick, Rich. I'm sorry. What we need be by title only, second reading by title only, make sure we read the whole title of the ordinance, which is on the screen, or you could turn in your
one page over.
Page over on the top of the ordinance.
Oh.
Okay.
So we're talking the top part of that.
Yeah, that big title up there.
Okay, so I read that, and then...
Yes, you can move to adopt by second reading by title only, and then add that title.
Okay, so I move that the board adopt on second reading by title only, and the title only for ordinance 2025-02 is an ordinance of Los Osos Community Service District attending and restating the district's fire prevention code found in Title 4 of the Los Osos Community Services District Codes, including the adoption of the 2025 edition of the California Fire Code, including annual supplements and state amendments and errata.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Laura, can you give us a roll call, please?
Yes, Director Hubbard.
Aye, yes.
Director Sesenia.
Yes.
Vice President Fourcroy.
Yes.
President Womack.
Yes.
Okay, we have unanimous decision. Motion passes. The ordinance is adopted. Moving on.
Thank you very much, and thanks for attending.
Yeah, so our next piece of business is public comment for items not on this agenda. So if any... But he has a public comment for items that are not on our agenda.
If you're online, raise your hand, and in the boardroom, come to the podium. I do have one online.
Okay, online first, please.
All right. Jeff, you just have to unmute yourself. And Ron, if you could please change the slide.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Jeff Edwards. And at your last board meeting, in responding to my objections regarding this district's involvement in Sunnyside, Ms. Womack said, and I quote, "It's up to the voters with respect to the potential ballot initiative to buy Sunnyside." Well, these voters are the taxpayers also. And this board knows or ought to know what the existing tax burden looks like for the Los Osos folks. And there's an exhibit you can see. This is for a typical single family home in the sewer service area. There are 9 special taxes on this bill. And you want to add a 10th for single family homes. The big ticket item here is the wastewater facility, of course. Anywhere from $2,000 to $2,400 a month. The old Community Services District floated a bond for $22 million. That's a little over $200 a year. We have the special fire tax increase that is going to be on top of the $111 annual fee now. And you want to add $180 per year tax for parks and rec. Well, the problem is that that just buys the property. No money is included here for improvements, none whatsoever. Your anchor tenant ostensibly is going to be a private school. Your district has no property management skills or experience in that regard. The buildings on the property are dilapidated and have asbestos and lead-based paint issues. The 11-acre site that is Sunnyside is extremely steep and has an elevation change of over 50 feet from top to bottom, hardly a recreation property. If this board was sincere about parks and rec, you would consider the gray property at Pismo and South Bay Boulevard. 7 acres, it's level, entirely usable for parks and recreation, and at less than half the price. It appears from the beginning this board has been engaged with Sunnyside as a vanity project, and this district's fingerprints are all over this effort, raising the specter of whether or not this was going to require, if it makes the ballot, whether it would require a supermajority. You have, in fact, through this process, misled the voters and the taxpayers, and the increase in the special fire tax is a prime example. That should have been a priority. And I'm going to ask this board, and I'd like a response. When is the special fire tax increase going to be on a ballot? It doesn't appear you are setting this district and the people up for success. Thank you.
There is no further public comment online.
Okay, we have public comment in the boardroom.
Richard Margetson, just in reference to that slide, I think most people in Los Osos would be happy with a tax bill of only $4,500. Anyway, it's that time of the year. Talked about it before. Needs and wishes is the 13th. Early response has been fabulous. Looks like there's going to be approximately 250 plus silent auction items, some wide variety of things. The toy store, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. We have the barrels, we'll have the barrels from Operation Santa Claus there. But Chuck got an email today, and after I'm done, if he wants to maybe elaborate, from Annika Scranton, that there's another toy drive out there for the migrant children that have been affected. I don't know if you have any additional information, but when I'm.
I don't. That was the first reference I'd seen to that.
Okay. So the need, from what we're hearing, the need is, it's always great. Sounds like it's a little greater this year. So come and buy a toy, put it in the barrel, or buy it for a kid, grandkid, grandchild, whatever. Last year we ended up with Operation Santa Claus got the equivalent of 9.5 barrels. So the big entertainment highlights are the Taiko drummers will be there at 2 o'clock, and the huge community choir, directed by Colleen Wall, who's been there every year in some fashion. She used to be the choir director for the high school and the middle school and stuff. That's at 5 o'clock, and they're fabulous. I have a feeling it's going to be a good year. Switching hats a minute, bell ringing season has started for Salvation Army. Chuck was out there last night, 4 to 6. He will be there Saturday, 2 to 4. So if you want to stop by and see Chuck, Ron and Mary Munns will be there tomorrow night at opposite doors, from 4 to 6. So stop by and don't walk by without putting something in the kettle. Early results for that have been really good. A little surprising because of the cost of food and stuff, but a lot of comments about We know the need is great out there. We try to give what we can. We're hearing that a lot from people that are donating. So it's that time of year. If you have the ability, I'll just be blunt, be generous. And happy holidays. And we hope to see you on the 13th. Thank you.
You forgot to mention a free hot dog for everyone.
Yeah, any attendee that needs and wishes, free hot dog. And we always have the cookies and sodas. Those are all free. We made the event when it was originally started that it would be anybody could attend. No admission. You know, you could come and just listen to the entertainment and get in the spirit. From 10 to 6 at the community center. This is the 20th year, and we have gone over $1 million raised. So anyway, I don't know if Chuck has anything.
Thank you. You've got $15,000 in matching donor funds, I think, right up front. Yeah.
Yes, we have two generous anonymous donors who will match the first 15,000 in donations, not purchases of items or anything, but strict donations that day or before, or that day by check, cash. We do take credit cards. So we'll get matched dollar for dollar. So thank you.
Okay. Any other public comments? I see none. Do you want to respond to that one question that we had?
Well, in terms of when the special fire tax will move forward, we're working on it. One of the steps we're doing is on our consent agenda tonight to authorize a proposal to CAL FIRE. So it's a work in progress.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, moving on. Administrative committee reports. We'll go to the general manager's report.
Thank you. I really don't have much tonight. Because I was out for a fairly significant amount of time during November, but I did have discussions with the City of Morro Bay and CAL FIRE, very productive on both counts regarding future contracting. Something I didn't put in my report, but I wanted to bring up, we finally received our first FEMA reimbursement. It's the smaller amount from the actual cost of service actual cost incurred between January 9th and February 28th, 2023, for a little over $62,000. The second larger amount, which we're anticipating, is under review, and it looks promising. I've seen a lot of activity finally on the FEMA portal that they're processing through, but we don't know exactly when that will be obligated.
How much was that first? This
first one is a little over $62,000. It's $62,636.11.
Thank you.
And with that, I can take any questions.
Okay. So, yeah, so mostly you wrote in here about the fire contract discussions. And then I know we have later in our consent agenda a formal letter, right? Could you explain that a little bit about where we're at with that process? I think we've heard about Morro Bay quite a bit.
Right. Working with CAL FIRE, we've had some great conversations and discussions on how to move forward with a direct contract with them. Part of the process is this formal letter requesting a proposal. So in order for them to engage fully, the board needs to approve that, sign it, and send it over. And we, again, have others here that could answer any specific questions about that.
Okay. Do you have any idea about timing on when that might?
I don't exactly, because from what I understand, it depends on if they consider us a new contract, or because we've been contracting through the county for an existing. And again, if anyone here from CAL FIRE has any insight to how long that'll take, it could be a few months.
Okay. Yeah. You can come up to the podium.
Rob Jenkins, CAL FIRE. This letter will allow us to initiate the process. It'll go up to our region, and then we're just going to have to submit all the old stuff we did when we contracted initially so that they can review it and make sure we hit all the steps that they have.
Okay.
So our goal is to try to time it with the beginning of the new fiscal year.
Excellent.
John Owens, fire chief for Los Osos and Cal Fire. So I think we're ahead of the game with this because how we have our contract already, as you guys are a subcontract right now of the county, but we've already broken out the costs and for the personnel, the operating expenses, and you get, and we have you as your own what's called a PCA code, which so we directly bill you guys through the county. So it's already separate. So a lot of the work's already done. So once we get this letter, we can talk to, I'll talk to the region chief and to co-op fire, cooperative fire section up in Sacramento. In fact, I was in meetings with them this for the last 2 days, and I told them that this was going to be coming. So I think it'll be, I don't want to over promise and under deliver, but I think that it'll go quicker than normal because you're all technically already in the system and we're just going to break you away from the county contract and do a new contract separate with just you guys if you choose to go that way. So I think it'll be a lot easier than someone new coming in because we already have our employees working for you now. You don't have to hire any new people. Sure. We're basically it's turnkey and it's really just would be a paperwork drill. Versus if another entity were to come in, there would have to be, you know, you have to, like we're doing for reserves, you'd have to have people apply and then interview and then do all this onboarding and structuring and the whole bit, you know, it'd be starting over basically from the ground up. With us, it's just going to be staying with us would be just basically a paper drill. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that'll go a lot quicker and be smoother and a lot easier if you choose to go that way.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You guys have any questions?
And part of the action is to authorize me to sign the letter and be the liaison so we can keep it moving.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to going down that path and, you know, getting it set up so we could continue working together potentially. So,
no, I just say I certainly hope so too, because I know our guys are proud to be part of Los Osos, and we really would like to continue being part of the Los Osos community and serving everybody. And we do have a lot of people in our organization that started here in the reserve program and have become permanent paid people. And we have people on our team that actually live here in a residence and want to continue serving their community. Go ahead, Rob.
The direct contract also would free you of that obligation to that county administrative fee that you're paying. It would also position you on equal footing that the county has with Cal Fire or other direct contracts like Pismo Beach, and allow you to carry out those things that you're putting in your standard to cover study and your strategic plan without having to go through a middleman.
Yeah. Well, I definitely am looking forward to going through that proposal when we get it. Yeah.
And speaking of the admin fee that Rob brought up, I mean, that's something that Ron and I talked to the county about, having them eliminate that fee so the district could reinvest that money back into the fire department and the community, you know, helping protect the community. Unfortunately, they didn't want to do that. And now we're here where we're at today. But that's the big advantage of that is getting out from under that administrative fee, which is, you know, will help offset, you know, some future costs and help, like Chief Jenkins said, meet the recommendations of standards of cover.
Yeah, and I know one of my major goals out of this is to end up with transparency, right? That we have a contract, we know what we're getting, we know what we're going to be paying, and there's no surprises. So I think going through this process is necessary. And I think that we're going to end up with some good options. So,
and I agree with you, you know,
yeah.
And no one likes surprises. Well, sometimes you do, I guess, but it's a birthday party or something, you know, but not in this case, but
no, not when you're writing a check to cover the surprise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true too. I'll agree with you on that one, but thank you very much for considering staying with us and putting in this request for, so we can start the formal process and, keep moving down the road on working together in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, moving past GM report, we are on to UAC report, utilities.
We talked about projects. Finally have a well, program C well that
we're so it? Close.
We're so close. Sampling and testing.
Yeah, it's operational. We've developed the well, meaning it's been flushed to get the dirt and debris out. It's been tested for Title 26 for certification by the Division of Drinking Water. We're still waiting for SCADA, but we had a meeting this morning on that. They're very close to moving in and starting to hook things up. So we're getting close.
And 10th Street, the tank.
We've experienced a very poor contractor on this one. It nicely, but we're back underway, but we're not going to have that tank back on in service until towards the end of February. It's been out since July.
Is there something about water storage tank contractors? It seems like 16th Street, we had an issue or 2 years, yeah, well, 2 years back.
Well, thankfully, this is the last one, and so we'll be multiple years out where we have to deal with tanks again.
Okay.
So after you.
Yeah, after me.
After you retire.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, we just talked about the BMC updates and that kind of thing, the recycling facilities grant study that we finalized and sent off to the state. And
well, why don't we just jump straight to BMC while you're on a roll?
Okay. I think the other thing... So the last meeting where we decided to send the letter to the county about the growth management ordinance, our recommendations for next year being 0%. And I think you may have some feelings. I don't know if they've reacted to that. The 16th, I think the...
Yeah, December 16th is the meeting. The Board of Supervisors will decide on the growth rate for Los Osos. Chuck said the BMC or the purveyors recommend zero. We have a feeling or believe they'll recommend something above zero, something more in line with what was in place in 2025, since they didn't issue any permits because of the habitat conservation credits, plan credits that weren't available, that it may be something around the 0.4. But we will have an official report out from the county next week.
And that's BMC UAC.
Okay. Chris, do you have a finance update?
She was actually out sick from that meeting.
Yeah, Tom ran that meeting. Basically, we went through the warrants and the financials, and the finance committee recommended the approval to the board, the approval of both the warrants and financials.
Well, I listened in, but I agree with Ron.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, it's audit report was in there, right? The preliminary?
Yes. Thank you for that reminder. We had our preliminary audit, final draft audit report presented. That'll come to the board at your January meeting for final acceptance. Clean audit, again. District's in good financial shape. So we're very proud of the staff work. I mean, was involved in that.
And our investments, I think, kicked off an extra $233,000 because we have more to invest. So I think it was up to 600 something, right, which is very nice.
Nice. Okay. Was there an emergency services meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Think about that.
Who did that one?
I did it. Chris, what did we talk about?
We talked about all the things that we had talked about at the board. We talked about the Los Osos emergency operation plan, backup generation at the South Bay Community Center for an evacuation center, functional evacuation center. We talked about the options we were just discussing about contracting with CAL FIRE or other opportunities that the board might consider. So it's really a recap for ESAC of a lot of things that had occurred since their last meeting.
Okay. All right. Any director announcements, attendance at public meetings, trainings, conferences, seminars? Not here. Okay. We don't have any previously asked questions.
Nope.
So I will take public comment for items on the administrative committee reports and the consent agenda.
If you're online, raise your hand, and in the boardroom, come to the podium.
Unless anybody wants to pull a consent agenda item.
No.
Okay.
Sorry about that. There is none online.
Okay, none in the, one in the boardroom. Got one.
A comment and a question. 21 years ago, Steve Sawyer, myself, Matt Jenkins, Dan Turner sat down and tried to figure out if there was a possibility of contracting with Cal Fire. I just think it's kind of deja vu that another Jenkins is in the room when we're talking about now solely contracting with Cal Fire. Matt was outstanding. Dan was outstanding. I mean, they were instrumental in holding the line that was the best thing for Los Osos, even when there was dramatic pushback on not changing the structure of the fire department. We owe them a lot of thanks over the years. And my one question related to that, though, is in this discussion and cost analysis, are we going to get, or is it part of the initial proposal, are we going to get a cost on 4-0 staffing? Ron's shaking his head yes. So that makes me happy, because that was the original agreement with the community that we would attempt to eventually get there. And then on the BMC, the 16th, if you can make the meeting, anybody out there who might be listening, probably not a lot, but I think it's an important day. I think the county needs to realize that this is your basin, the purveyor's basin, and not their basin. Thank you.
I feel like I'm having to remind you of important details all night tonight. that we still pay less in an annual tax than the proposed tax at the time Cal Fire took over.
Yeah,
the original, 20 years later.
The original proposal that got defeated before yes on AO5 was $25 a benefit unit, which would have been $125. And on that slide that was up here tonight, $111.80 after 21 years. And we have the ability now, which we didn't have then, and that was part of what really ticked the community off. We couldn't buy anything without it going on credit. Yes. We bought every vehicle since then for cash.
Okay. With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve the accept and file the committee and administrative reports and approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Got
it. Roll call for that.
Roll call. Roll call, please, Laura.
Director Sesenia.
Yes.
Director Hubbard.
Yes.
Vice President Fourcroy.
Yes.
President Womack.
Yes.
Okay, passes unanimously. Any future agenda items from the board?
They keep finding us.
Obviously, we're going to be talking about fire.
Yeah, we'll be talking.
Yeah. Okay, with that, happy holidays, and we'll see you in the new year.
At the needs and wishes first.
The needs and wishes first.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
End the parade.